people come into the studio and just started having sex, like just here in front of us, like, would you not be disgusted?
I'd be terrified.
Right. But you see, I don't think they should be.
Okay.
No.
Because I think it's a form of cheating.
Fuck your porn for broccoli.
Exactly. I've heard women's stories. I've heard the pain and the heartbreak and the sense of betrayal and and the sense of I can never trust him again.
Welcome back to Hold My Drink.
Hi, guys.
We are fresh off a live show.
We are.
A bit more energized. Well, actually, no. I was energized on the weekend, but we had a few days to decompress.
Yeah,
to recover.
We were all right. We had the Limerick live show on Thursday.
So much
great
fun.
Crack.
So much fun. Pissed. By the end of it.
Fart.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
We were running up. I ran up to the crowd and I was like, what?
Oh, I think, my God, we did.
I think everyone just looked at me like, are you okay? And I was like, right. And I don't fucking blame them. I'd be like that too.
We were in the crowd.
What was I doing?
We went out afterwards as well in our gyonas and I had Uggs on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you definitely Uggs on.
I just had my Uggs on.
Yeah.
Walking the streets of Limerick.
And then we done the rhyme and challenge.
Oh, that was very fun.
It's very hard.
Imagine if someone ever asked us, like, oh my God, what you just get up to after the live show?
Literally.
I'd say, like, yous are either wrecked or I'd say you go wild and have a party. No, we do TikTok trends.
Someone commented on it and goes, him, I bet you're cheating on a night out. And this is what we actually do. Wrapped up in a blanket. Like,
it was so funny.
It was so fun.
But we had a ball. So if
I love the hotel
there,
as well.
The Strand. It's stunning.
Oh my God.
Mum and Dad got married there. I think it used to be a jewellery's inn.
The room is fab.
It's gorgeous.
The big corner rooms, really, really nice.
They're stunning.
Lovely staff and everything.
Yeah, so if any of you were there, we thank you for coming and we hope you had as much fun as we did.
We had a fucking ball. Madison deadly. Collie was giving us Christmas gifts.
Oh, I love her.
Shane is filling us in on his podcast and everything, and back toot
and the hair follicle.
And then we had the three boys doing blind date. Yeah, it's really, really fun.
So much fun. So thank you again. It was
Thanks
an absolute
for coming,
ball.
Guys. Yeah, that was our last one out before Christmas.
Yep.
For the Xmas. We done Jingle Bell Rock, actually.
Oh, yes.
You know the Mean
did.
Girls dance?
Jingle I actually have a video of us practicing it backstage.
Oh!
Yeah. I put my phone
on
when we were practicing.
Yeah.
So I need to share
that
as well.
Oh, God.
That was a bit of crack.
Yeah, that was good.
It was very fun.
It was
fun.
So much fun. Mm-hmm. But moving on from live show.
Yeah.
Let's talk porn. So we receive a lot of demos from you guys all the time, but recently we've noticed a big increase in one particular problem, which really like sparked interest in us to get someone like David on. Mm. We've had so many emails of people worried about their own partner watching sexual content online. So whether it's watching porn too much, scrolling Reddit for nudes, obsessing over people on Instagram, OnlyFans.
So many different areas,
so
isn't
many
it?
Different areas, yeah.
Explicit content is more accessible than ever and it seems to be really affecting some of you and your relationships. So we thought we should speak to an expert who knows all about this and who have helped people come out the other side of it and... Yeah, how men's brains work.
I think
porn.
our inbox is such a good view of what's happening in society because we're kind of like, everyone who listens is kind of late teens, 20-somethings, early 30s. Like, that's kind of what's going on in people's
in
relationships.
In our lives, yeah.
So today we're joined by David Kavanagh, who is a psychotherapist, addiction expert and couples counsellor with over 20 years' experience. David also specialises in porn addiction and has helped thousands of people who have experienced this issue. We really hope that you enjoy this episode and get something out of it because we definitely did.
Yes.
So, David, you're very welcome to Hold My Drink.
Very excited.
Thank you so
much. I'm really excited to have
you. Great to be here.
Can you give us a little bit of information on, I suppose, your background? I think this episode's going to be really important because we get so many questions in about porn addiction and men watching porn. Mm-hmm. So this is like a highly sought after episode, I think,
definitely,
for advice. So can you give us a bit of your background?
Sure. So I'm a systemic family therapist, but I specialise in addiction. So I specialise in sex and porn addiction. So I work with a lot of couples who've been affected by their partner. Obviously, it's the male partner usually that has the issue with pornography or sex addiction. So that's what I focus on mostly in my work.
Wow.
So it's quite niche in that sense.
Yeah. What makes like someone addicted to porn, I suppose? Or not what makes them, but like what symptoms of like...
That's a great question. Like for me, it's the amount of pornography someone's watching.
Okay.
Like if somebody's watching 5 minutes of porn,
it's not
week,
an addiction.
You're not an addiction.
Yeah.
That's not an addiction. If somebody's watching 2 hours of pornography every day, that's an addiction.
Okay.
So when men come to me for the first consultation, I do an assessment with them. And the assessment takes 45 minutes and I ask them loads of questions about the kind of pornography they're watching, how often they watch it. And then I categorize people into like kind of low, medium or chronic, basically.
Wow.
So somebody who's a chronic porn user would be somebody who's up at 3 o'clock in the morning. They're not able to get out of bed the next morning because they're just exhausted from watching porn that night, the night before, or their work is affected. They don't want to do normal things like housework. They don't want to shower because that's going to interfere with the time they're spending watching pornography.
Wow.
It's a lot of mental health suffering out there because of pornography, actually. Yeah. Wow.
And do you find a lot of, like, would it be a lot of couples that come to you because of maybe, say it's a male and female couple, it's more the female kind of wanting to help, or, you know?
Yeah, or she's told him to stop watching pornography.
Right.
And he's promised that he would. Mm-hmm. And invariably, okay, he doesn't. So then he gets caught again. And then they get in touch.
Right.
And maybe that's happened two or three times over the space of two or three years. And I'll get an email or a phone call. And it's like, oh, I've been caught again. My wife has caught me again. And I've promised that, you know, I'll never watch porn. And I've relapsed. And can you help me? So sometimes men just come in because they're single and they're tired of being trapped or being, what's the word, they kind of just, they just don't feel they have any choice. Like, a lot of my single clients, they don't believe that they can just stop watching porn.
Really?
Mm. They tell themselves, I'm not going to watch porn tomorrow. But they do.
Mm.
And then they're desperate and they're like, I'm a prisoner. I'm a prisoner to pornography. What's that about?
Can't stop.
Yeah. Can't stop. Yeah, basically can't stop.
And why has it become so like normalised now compared to how it was maybe like 10, 15 years ago, where like it's gotten, I feel like everything has just gotten like younger. Like younger people are finding out about it more and like it's just a lot more common.
Yeah, I think the accessibility is a big problem. Mm. Like the fact that we're giving children smartphones,
yes,
the fact that we're allowing them onto social media. But like kids are just exposed to so much sexualized content from such a young age. Mm. Like it's a disaster.
I think
can't cope.
It's even down to like music and stuff.
Oh, that's
TikTok. Unbelievable. Like, yeah.
It's everywhere. Yeah, like, we're bombarded with all these messages about sexuality and be sexy. And I mean, every song, my daughter's 11. So I'm like just kind of closing her ears sometimes.
Yeah.
Just don't listen to that. What does that mean? You don't need to know what that means.
No.
Like, it's crazy stuff.
What did I hear on the radio over the weekend? A Sabrina Carpenter song. Sure, most of it was fucking beeped out.
Oh, it was tears. It was like,
I get wet.
But they take out the wet
part. They take out the wet. So it's just,
it's like,
blank
I get,
face.
Yeah,
I get nothing.
At the thought of you.
Yeah, but somebody would obviously be listening going, what does that mean? Or what is that?
I must Google that now and find out what the missing word is. Oh my God.
It's definitely gotten way more young. What was it that they all, or they probably still say it nowadays, sex sells.
Oh, it does,
isn't
of course.
That what they, yeah. Does,
it's a primal kind of energizing motive driver of behavior.
But it's mad how like they can put sex into so many different aspects of things that maybe aren't normally sexualized.
Correct.
Yeah.
You make an ad about food sexy and it sells. It's mad, isn't it?
You add in a pair of boobs and it's like
something.
More money.
Sell a car to a man. Yes, you'll sell it if there's a woman there. If she's pretty and she's standing beside the car, that's far more attractive to a man.
Yeah.
Because it sells the idea that if I buy that car,
I could get with her.
That girl is going to be my girlfriend.
It's mad, isn't
it? It's not going to happen, but
men
think that.
It's
so it's everywhere, yeah.
What made you focus on porn addiction? Like, what was it in the clinic that you kept seeing that made you want to really like help with that?
Just the frequency and the amount of people coming in with that issue. Like, so I had to do a bit of research myself and just figure out, well, what's going on in the brain? Why is it such a problem? Why are men getting, you know, trapped in this cycle of telling themselves, I'm not going to watch porn ever again, but yet invariably doing so? So once I did the research and read the books and read all the articles that are out there, you kind of realize, well, it's very, very powerful and very addictive experience for men.
Okay.
So the male brain is not supposed to see people having sex.
Right.
Ever.
Well, we are, but not really.
Yeah.
Like if people come into the studio and just started having sex, like just here in front of us, like, would you not be disgusted?
I'd be terrified.
Right.
I'm going to get the fuck out.
But
it's all my dream.
But if we film them and then we put them on Pornhub, then we'll watch it and we'll be aroused by it. That's nuts.
Like, is it the addiction of it being something we shouldn't see that makes it kind of...
Is that why
taboo?
People do it?
Yeah. It's taboo. It's taboo. It's, oh, Jesus, this feels wrong, so it's nearly more addictive.
Exactly.
Is it?
And the problem then is for men, they become so desensitized to regular, let's say, heterosexual pornography.
Mm-hmm.
I have clients who are heterosexual but end up watching gay porn or bisexual porn.
Mm-hmm.
And all sorts of genres of different, there's lots of different genres of pornography.
Yeah.
Because what they're watching doesn't do it for them anymore.
It's boring.
The arousal, the dopamine isn't there anymore.
So they just switch it up and...
Exactly. And then they just kind of keep clicking on the next genre.
And it keeps
next
going
category,
deeper and deeper.
And keep going deeper and deeper and deeper.
Wow.
And then they end up being aroused by stuff that they're like, why am I aroused?
Yeah, they shouldn't be.
I should not be aroused at this stuff.
Wow.
Like stepmothers and stepsons. That kind
why
of,
is it always family stuff?
There's a lot of...
Why is that a genre?
Sick,
why?
Yeah, it's a bit sick.
But then it's like things that would never happen in real life, but it's like... why are people then watching? Like you said, if someone walked in here, you'd be like, that's... If we heard about someone on the street that was with their stepmom, you'd be like, that's
wild.
So strange.
Yeah.
But why is it a category necessarily on...
And why are men watching that? Like, why are young men watching it?
There's one thing, obviously, people who are like not sexually active maybe watching it and stuff. Mm-hmm. But when someone has a partner, why are they then watching it? It's a pretty hard question to answer. But like, what's... If they're getting that from someone...
You see, I don't think they should be.
Okay.
No.
Because I think it's a form of cheating.
Would you... would you...
See, I kind of feel like that too. But because it's so normalised, I feel weird saying that. But I would feel really horrible if I knew that.
Yeah.
Which I always know they probably are, but you just kind of excuse it.
I think as a woman, you automatically just feel like, well, I don't
that's
look like
part
her.
Of being a man. Yeah.
I don't look like who you're watching, or I maybe can't do what she's doing. Yeah. Or,
I can't do the splits.
Do you know
like
what
that.
I mean? So I do kind of understand that you'd say it's a form of cheating.
Well, I say to the male clients who are in this fog of denial about the significance of what they're doing and the reality of what they're doing. If your girlfriend was texting men sexy videos of herself and they were sending her sexy videos of themselves, mm-hmm. would you be happy? Most men are like, no, not at all. But they think it's okay to watch pornography. So how's it different? Like,
I know.
It's a technical difference, but it's not that different really. You're being sexually aroused by somebody that's not your partner.
Wow.
Why?
That's what makes me feel sick about it. I'm like, you're literally getting
off on someone else.
And I'm probably upstairs or whatever.
Exactly. Or in the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, but then you're in competition constantly. So if your boyfriend is watching pornography, you're now in competition with these random people that you've never even seen before.
Yeah.
And that I think that damages women's understanding of themselves, their value, your self-esteem, your attractiveness, your value as a person, because there's an awful lot more to a woman than just what she looks like.
You'd question.
Yeah,
it's like, that's so superficial.
Does it kind of objectify women kind of in that sense? Yeah.
Completely.
What's your opinions on couples who watch sex? Or watch porn together?
Well, you see, that's an interesting one. Because is it the case that she's driving that?
Okay.
Or is it the case that she's doing it because she thinks she has to?
Because he will do it anyway without her. Yeah.
So she'd rather be involved.
Exactly. So if I'm not with him, he's going to be doing it on his own. So I'd rather just watch it together. But he's still going to do it on his own anyway.
Yeah.
So that defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
We are allowed to be aroused and be energized and be sexually attracted to other people and to videos and pictures. That's all normal. It's all fine. But with pornography videos, the stimulation that the male brain gets is so powerful. It's very difficult to turn yourself away from that.
Really?
So like, you know, in the past we had magazines, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But like the impact on the male brain of watching like a Playboy, looking at a Playboy photograph compared to the endless hours and hours and hours of porn.
Yeah, you could watch it for the rest of your life. There's that much content on the internet. Yeah. And it has places, websites like Reddit and OnlyFans like added to kind of the problem. Yeah.
Absolutely. And and X and Twitter, like that's, that used to be called Twitter.
I've heard that's that. Full
I've heard that too. I'm not on Twitter. So
really? Twitter is full of
unbelievable.
How are they allowed? Like, I'm sure...
Well, Elon Musk owns it now. He doesn't really care.
Does he not?
Free speech. No, free speech.
Wow.
So there's no censorship.
You can post videos and stuff like that on
You can find anything. My clients that are addicted to porn, some of them are on X and they're looking at stuff and finding stuff and going, really? I mean, are children allowed to be on X? Of course they are.
Yeah.
So kids are being exposed to stuff. So if your kids are on Twitter, are on X, or your brothers and sisters are, and get them off, because we can't control what people are seeing.
No.
What people are seeing. It's terrible.
Does it worry you for the future, seeing how obviously in the last few years things have changed and gotten worse? Do you think it's just going to keep getting worse? And like, how much worse can it get?
Well, that's but I don't, it can't get any better.
No.
Society's not going to.
It's not going to get shut down.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to shut down unless we decide we have enough and we think it's exploitation and we think it's bad for people. It's bad for the people involved. Mm. It's bad for the so-called actors and actresses that are taking part. They don't do well out of it. They're psychologically, they're destroyed as a consequence.
Really?
Physically, they're destroyed. Oh yeah, if you look at the stories of anyone that's actually been a porn star
and stopped.
And what happens to them? Like drugs, alcohol, addiction, eating disorders, suicide ideation. It's terrible.
And
it's
what,
not healthy. Yeah. Like,
do you get many people coming in for OnlyFans things like problems
and
like? Because do you think there's a difference between? We always talk about this on the podcast. Is the difference between your boyfriend watching porn or subscribing to someone on OnlyFans? Like, is there that line? It's like, because that's someone so personal, but then also it's someone personal in a porn video as well.
I think we've talked about it before as well. On porn websites and these actors, like you were saying, they they nearly feel untouchable. Like, yes, you'll never meet them, you'll never see them.
Exactly.
OnlyFans, I think, is a bit more like...
It feels like a real person.
Yeah, it feels a little bit more personal, the fact that you can message. Now, we've even talked to like girls we know who have done OnlyFans, and they've said, that was never me messaging. Like, I pay someone to send.
Really?
They pay men a lot of times.
Yeah.
Men know what men want to hear. So, and like, they pay them.
But
it'll be AI eventually. If it's not AI already.
They'll never have to type a message. Like, yeah. But that is something that we've kind of heard before, that it is a little bit more of a personal connection that they feel like on OnlyFans.
I think that the partners of the men that have that problem, in my clinic anyway, they do feel it's more of a betrayal. Because we, as you said, we've normalized pornography. It's everywhere. So you can kind of become numb to it as a problem in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But then the OnlyFans thing is it's more extreme, is because it's more interactive.
Yes.
So you can tell that woman to do X, Y, and Z, and you pay her 50 quid.
And she'll do it.
And she'll do it.
Yeah, true.
But it's awful. Like, I mean, it's terrible for the partners, because they're like, well, again, like you've said, because it's so normalized, I think women are afraid to say, this is wrong.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
That's it.
You shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to date you if you watch pornography or get involved in OnlyFans.
But like, if that's one of your standards to hold, like, that's something. Yeah. Like, if you.
So be it.
Like, but if that's something that hurts you and affects you.
The problem is, so many men are watching porn.
Yeah.
There might not be that many men left. Okay. For women to date, if every woman said that. But we need to have these more of these kind of conversations.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, because it's not okay for relationships to have to deal with the impact of pornography.
Mm.
There's enough stress out there. Like,
I know. Had people writing in and saying, because obviously when you think of addiction, I always think of like alcohol, drugs. Like, we've had people writing in about their boyfriends watching it. So like, do you think it's grounds for someone to break up with someone? Have you seen it like happen where it ruins relationships?
Yeah, ends it. But then you have men drinking alcohol, smoking cannabis, taking cocaine, and watching pornography to get that extra high.
So it's all of that together.
It's an escalation. Like, it's not just.
It doesn't stop with that.
No. So if he's watched porn at 15 years of age, what will he need to do at 25? At 35 to get the same hit?
True.
It won't be just watching porn.
He's not doing what he was doing 10 years ago.
Not at all.
He's more and more.
Most men are not watching the same genres that they watched 10 years ago.
Really? It can become dangerous then as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, people with dispositions that are not necessarily positive towards women, and they're watching pornography, should they be
violent,
watching porn?
Violent, but
like, violent porn is a category.
Not normal, but it's normalized.
You've seen interviewed by a journalist about choking, is, you know, because of choking being so common in pornography, is it, the question was, am I seeing it more in my practice, and is it a feature in relationships that you know, that women are expected to be choked and be okay with that?
Yeah.
When you think about it, what men expect women to do these days?
Because they've seen it.
Yeah. It's mad.
Wow. Like,
if women like it, fine. If the 50 Shades of Grey type stuff, if you're into that, wonderful.
There's
no reason why you shouldn't enjoy, you know, bondage and that kind of stuff.
What
you like. But if you're doing it under a duress, or because you feel if you don't do it, then he's gone to somebody else.
Right.
Or his ex-girlfriend used to do X, Y, and Z.
So I have to do it now.
That's terrible. That's kind of coercive control-y. It's on the verge of coercive control-y type stuff. So you're doing something to keep someone else happy, really. That you don't really want to do yourself.
It's out of fear of losing that person, probably. Yeah.
And that's not a good place to be in a relationship.
No.
Have you had people who have come into your clinic who have been addicted for, like, say, 5+ years, 10+ years?
Oh,
like,
easy, yeah.
Have you?
I have guys in their early 20s. Like, say 21, 20 years of age, and they've been addicted since they were 12.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because parents are not all parents. A lot of parents are just handing children phones and then do what you want, but don't tell me what you're looking at. And maybe sometimes they check. Most of the time, they don't check.
They don't,
What are boys going to do? You hand a boy a smartphone. As soon as his friends say to look, Google boobs.
I was going to say
Google boobs. And see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, it's mad. So they're going to look and then be exposed to incredibly graphic sexual content because the parents haven't put filters on.
No.
They haven't put the parental blocks on.
Okay.
Why not? Why would you not protect your children?
For as long as you can.
Like,
I'm nearly sure, like, there comes a... I'm not a parent, but I'm nearly sure there comes a point in a parent's life where they say, okay, you can only protect your child so much.
So much.
So much. You can only do so much, like, even under your roof or whatever.
Correct.
And to a certain maybe age, but, like, you'd want to protect that for as long as you can.
Yeah. I remember someone in primary school was like, you should go home and look, I don't know if we need to sin, but go home and look up Pen Island. It's such a good website.
Pen
Penis
Island.
Land. But I thought, I was like, penisland.com. He said he was like, so many good games. And I was like, yay, we come home from school. Like, ah! Like, I can't remember if there was a block on it or not, but yeah, it was. Penis land.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah. I know. Terrible. I know.
And but like at the other side of it, you can't block all these websites.
No,
because there's
are
so
they
many.
Legal?
It's porn like, websites.
Yeah, yeah, are they? They're legal. You can just. Yeah.
So why isn't the girl like? Children can't drink alcohol before a certain age.
Yeah. Mm.
Children are not supposed to vape before a certain age. Mm-hmm. Why are we allowing children to watch pornography?
They can't
why
go to concerts and all at certain age.
And their brain is still developing.
Yeah. Yeah. The brain isn't mature until 25.
At a certain age.
That's right.
Why can they sit in their phones and Google whatever they want?
So some movies in the cinema are 12 plus or 15 plus adults, but when you hand them a smartphone, you're 8, you can watch porn. Mm. No problem. That's shocking.
And they're like,
what kind of a society are we?
Yeah. What does watching porn actually do to the brain?
So it stimulates the... Okay, so for the male brain, it stimulates the brain to such an excessive amount that it creates a form of anxiety in the male brain.
Wow.
And the only way to release that anxiety is what, do you think?
Oh.
To masturbate.
Yeah.
So then what happens is there's kind of a feedback loop that's set up. So I watch porn, I'm aroused, but I'm also anxious. So then I masturbate to get rid of the anxiety. But that doesn't get rid of the anxiety completely because now I'm curious about what I've seen and I was so aroused by it, I'll just go back and watch it again. And now all of a sudden you have this feedback loop.
It's a cycle.
So, it's a cycle. So teenage boys who are stressed, like you said, who don't fit in, they're a bit different than their peers maybe. They're not that sporty.
Mm.
They don't have that many friends. They end up watching porn for hours because it's self-soothing.
Okay.
So instead of doing meditation or yoga or exercise, it's like, well, I'll watch porn on my own. And I masturbate 3 or 4 times. And then by the time they come to me at age 20 or 25, they've been doing it for such a long time, trying to break that cycle is almost impossible. Because the brain has literally been wired from ages 12 to 25, 13 years of watching pornography.
Habit.
Masturbating.
It's just pure
addiction. Like.
Daily life kind of thing.
Yeah. And is it a thing where you have to go, if someone is listening and thinks they have that, like, do you have to just go cold turkey and just not?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult.
I can imagine,
really difficult because the brain is going to start craving all those chemicals. You're going to crave dopamine, adrenaline, testosterone, vasopressin. There's a whole range of chemicals that the brain is going to be craving. Without it, the brain will feel very angry and frustrated. So a lot of partners will discover that when their boyfriend is trying to stop watching pornography, he's going to be in very bad form. A really bad form.
Right.
So that's why I try to work with partners as well. Because if they don't understand what's happening in the guy's brain,
they can get frustrated.
It's like, what are you picking on me for?
Yeah.
What are you snapping at me for?
For nothing. Yeah.
It's like giving up cigarettes. We all kind of know that people who stop smoking, they're going to be snappy.
My dad's
so
like
it's like that.
So it's real aggy and eats all the sweets.
Really?
And then gets the belly.
Oh, God.
That's what happens.
It's as well. Porn.
Yeah, because you see, when you
give up. He smokes, guys. Sorry, just to clarify.
Yeah.
When you give up one addiction, the brain says.
You take up something else.
Let's try and do something else.
Mm. Yeah. So and you're getting your dopamine from something else because sugar gives you that dopamine.
Absolutely. So you'll find that men will give up pornography, they'll gain weight, they will start drinking more, they'll have some other form of high.
Something needs to take place of that.
Yes.
Does it?
Yeah. So ideally it would be exercise. Ideally it'd be meditation. Ideally
good
it'd be
things.
Good things. Yeah. The nice things in life. Broccoli and Brussels sprouts and all
and green.
Wonderful
stop
vegetables.
Your porn for broccoli.
For any women that are listening who are like who feel hurt, insecure or like betrayed by finding out their partner watches porn or porn in general, what would you say to them? Like, is it normal to feel that way?
Yeah, every feeling you have is normal.
Yeah.
Every feeling you have, I empathise with it because I've heard women's stories. I've heard the pain and the heartbreak and the sense of betrayal and the sense of I can never trust him again. Because this is, in many situations, the guy's promised, I promise I will never watch porn ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finds him. And she catches them. And like, so how do you rebuild trust then?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you can.
You can't. When someone breaks a promise, if anything, it's like, well, why would I trust your next promise when you've already broken the first one? What grounds are you giving me? None.
Multiple times. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So if it's once, that you know, that's not great, but you can get over it. But if it's multiple times, like, how do you fix that?
Yeah. It's also so hideable because we were talking about gambling addiction earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
And like drink and drugs, you can tell.
You can tell.
But like, gambling and porn, if you're at the house, how are you going to know that he's
in your
or
hand
not?
You can do it anywhere, like
exactly.
Which is scary as well in itself.
Yeah, So, like, I think it's really important when you start dating somebody for the first time that you have a very open and honest conversation about pornography.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
And figure out, like, where do you stand on pornography? Mm-hmm. Do you watch porn much? Do you mm-hmm. like? And if he's like, if the guy's blasé about it and very casual, like, yeah, of course I watch porn. That's for me, that's a red flag.
Really?
If he's reluctant and is a bit kind of guilty and a bit ashamed of, well, sometimes I do watch porn.
Yeah.
That's better.
Okay,
that's the guy you want to be dating, because at least he's open to the idea that, you know, watching people having sex
isn't normal
and isn't healthy when he should just be wanted to be with you physically and nobody else, because that's really what you want.
You know? I've talked to people before who are like, oh, like, I have done it, but I feel weird when I do and stuff. I'm like, that's good.
That is good.
Because it's like, they know it's wrong, kind of.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah.
Like we say, we always tell girls, like, even not little things like, my boyfriend liked another girl's Instagram picture. That's something online that we'd be like, cheating. Yeah, definitely cheating.
Yes.
So if he's on a website then... Watching naked ladies, is that not kind of, the same thing? Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. But it's funny because when guys stop watching porn, they end up watching Instagram. Because Instagram, the algorithms in Instagram will feed all the bikini, beautiful models. Mm-hmm. And the guys just get addicted to looking at and scrolling through all those kind of and adding and, like you said, liking photographs and stuff, which is terrible. Because, again, you can't really be rebuilding trust with your girlfriend, giving up pornography and saying, I'm off porn, and then expecting her to just be okay with you liking other girls and
doing
chatting to girls.
Yeah.
What's the point?
If there are girls out there that are listening who are in this predicament, is there a specific way you should go about this? Like, do you lose the head at him? Do you search his phone every day? Is there something you could advise them to say, like,
to make steps on how to improve?
Yeah.
I suppose. Yeah,
come directly to you. Like, what do they
absolutely.
Do?
Well, I'm here to help if I can in any shape or form. I think it's really important that women, young women especially, look at their own boundaries and their values. Because if you don't know what your own boundaries and values are, or you've been so influenced by societal norms which are out of kilter, out of check with reality, really, like, then you're going to be maybe not as convinced by your beliefs as you should be. And if you're not convinced that pornography is bad for your relationship, then he's not going to believe that it's a problem.
Yeah.
Because if you're a bit ambivalent, a bit like, well, I don't think you should be watching porn and maybe it's not a great idea, he's just going to go, it's fine.
Yeah, she doesn't care that much.
She'll get over it. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to be really, really determined and really consistent. You do not accept your boyfriend watching pornography and it's not okay. And if you do catch him, you will forgive maybe, but this can't continue like.
Mm-hmm.
So what steps are you going to make to prove to me that you're not watching porn? Are you putting blockers on? There are accountability apps so that if he looks at stuff, she sees what he's looking at,
really?
Which I think is fantastic.
Wow. So like she'll get notified if he...
Absolutely.
Wow.
Because you see, a lot of the blockers don't work.
Okay.
So there'll be always a website that the blocker...
You can bypass them. Or...
Exactly.
Right.
Or if the guy's putting the password on himself, forget about it. He'll just take it off when he wants to. Obviously.
Wow.
But, you know, women can be convinced, well, he's put the porn blockers on and I don't have the password, but he said he won't look at porn. He will. 100%. If he's been looking at porn for years, he's going to continue looking at porn. So you kind of have to be very, very clear with what your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Put the accountability apps on.
Because
then if he's looking at stuff he shouldn't be looking at, then at least you will have some idea.
Yeah.
And if he's making excuses, oh no, I had to take it off because it was causing glitches in my phone.
It was broken, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work very well. Really?
Yeah.
Now, people always ask me, so which ones would you recommend? I can't recommend them.
Okay.
Because each device is different.
Yeah. Okay.
Android, Apple, everyone's different.
Okay.
But try them out. See if it's working.
Yeah.
Get him to test it. Get him to Google Pornhub in front of
up.
You. See if you get the alert saying Pornhub. Okay. Or the other websites that you think are out there. OnlyFans. Does OnlyFans come up? If he clicks on OnlyFans, do you get a notification? Check it out. Because if you don't, then that's not the right accountability app for you. Yeah, exactly.
Because I feel like with things like that, we're kind of talking about the gambling addiction in our bonus, that like a girl was saying she wanted to check his phone to see if he's doing, like, in his personal account to see if he's still gambling.
Mm-hmm.
But like saying that, I was like, I think he should be allowed because I've had to do that before. But like, I just feel like, is that I think as women, we feel like we're like doing too much. But also, if it's two people in the problem, yes, it needs to come to some kind of middle ground. So, like, would people look at that and be like, oh, God, the app is like control? And they're like, do men have a problem with that usually? Are they happy to?
Well, see, if the guy is genuine and wants to stop pornography, he will do whatever it takes.
Yes. Yeah.
If he's not genuine and he's reluctant and, you know, begrudging the fact that, oh, you're going to do what now? You're going to check my phone? Are you really? Mm-hmm. Then he's not ready to give up pornography.
No. He doesn't want to save your relationship.
He doesn't want to save the relationship. Yeah. And he might, well, he might want to save the relationship, but might not have the ability to save it.
Okay.
Because the pornography addiction is quite a hard one to give up, actually.
Yeah.
So it's really tricky. Like,
what does recovery look like for that? Like, is it, do many people, are they able to stop, or is it just about managing it and dealing with it better?
So there's a debate out there. Okay, once an addict, always an addict. Is that the case? I'm not sure that's always the case, because we have a thing called plasticity. Our brains are, they have a thing called, this thing, magical thing called plasticity, which means that we can change. Mm-hmm. We can develop new habits. And things that we experienced in our early 20s, in our 50s, we probably will not be doing those things if we've done the work in the meantime because of plasticity. But that's not to say that's not going to be a struggle. So then you have to remember, if a guy stopped watching pornography and you're watching Netflix and you're watching some really sexualized content on Netflix together as a couple, is he going to be triggered by that?
Yeah.
100% he is.
It's like giving an alcoholic a drink in front of them kind of thing.
Don't drink that wine.
I'll leave it there in front of you.
Yes, I'll drink it instead and tell you if it's nice.
Okay.
So women are going to have to make some sacrifices too.
Okay.
Because if there is some really sexualized content on, and it's hard to find a film about relationships
that doesn't have something sexualized. Yeah.
So that's going to be an issue for people.
Wow.
But at least have the conversation and say, look, are you triggered by the fact that this woman is completely naked and she's beautiful? And are you triggered by that? Yes, I am. Can we change the movie then? Let's change the movie.
Yeah.
Why risk it? Like,
yeah.
Why risk it? Because, again, the alcoholic who's craving alcohol, you don't put a glass of wine or beer in front of them.
No, you just wouldn't.
It's just disrespectful.
No. Yeah.
So it's the same with pornography.
Yeah.
Don't expect him to just, you know, go cold turkey, but also watch Netflix. And
just wake up in the morning and be normal.
And be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
He's going to be cranky.
Okay. Sounds like such a long road.
It can be.
It can be, yeah.
Okay. But have you seen like full recoveries in people and
relationships? Yeah.
There is a drug, I won't mention the name of it, but there is a pharmaceutical drug that I'm recommending to a lot of my clients.
Okay. Yes. And does it do something to the brain?
It does.
But would that then affect a couple's sex life?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't work for everybody.
Okay.
There's a 2-week process of, a lot of men feel nauseous. They feel like, I want to get sick. Mm. It's disgusting. But after that, the body acclimatizes. And then men wake up and think, I don't want to watch porn. That would be disgusting.
Which
is a game changer.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an absolute game changer.
I feel like 2 weeks of feeling sick is nothing compared to what women have to feel. I think of us on the pill, us giving birth.
It's not that bad. Okay, fine. I take it back. You're right, 100%. It's nothing.
Two weeks. Anyone listening who might be worried about themselves or their partner, what resources offer and where can people find you as well?
So I would be available online on websites like pornaddiction.ie or sexaddiction.ie would be the two main places people kind of can get in touch with me.
And they can reach out. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you think is like a threshold? It's hard to know, I suppose, but like if someone is like borderline addicted, like how would they know their partner's addicted or not? Because if I kept catching someone, my first thought wouldn't be addiction, but it is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
How would they know to get in touch with
you? Yeah, when it's becoming a problem, really, kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, are you troubled by the fact that your partner's watching pornography? Yes or no? If you are, then can you tell him, I'm upset that you watch pornography? Will he accept what you're saying? Will he accept your decision? Will he accept that it's inappropriate? Yes or no? If he's refusing to accept or take responsibility for it or to change it, then you have a real problem on your hands.
Yeah.
So now you have to make a decision. Like if he's telling me that he will never stop watching pornography and I have to get used to that, really? Like,
he knows it hurts you. Like,
So where's the empathy? Where's the compassion? Where's the love there?
Yeah.
So for me, it's frequency. How often is he watching it?
Yeah.
Can he stop? Does he want to stop?
Does he want to, yeah.
Does he have an idea as to the impact it's having on you and on the relationship, on your self-esteem? I mean, it's very difficult for women to think their partner's 100%. Watching porn and feel brilliant about yourself.
Yeah.
No.
It's impossible.
Not, no. It's not nice for anyone.
Horrible. Mm. And the same way that men would not talk, like, it's funny, that men are so hypocritical, because I always say to men, if you found your girlfriend had watched like pornography of, let's say, a type of male that you don't represent.
That so you're not. You're the opposite, not, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you saw your girlfriend watching that kind of pornography and was getting off on that kind of pornography, would you be happy? Most guys would say, absolutely not. Mm. How would you feel about yourself being a typical Irish, you know, white male? Yeah, I wouldn't like that at all now.
Mm.
Well, why would she like it then?
Mm.
We're such hypocrites, like.
Mm. So, yeah,
you know, come for help if you think you can't manage the emotional consequences of him watching pornography.
Right.
Mm. So reach out. There's help out there. Yeah. Sure.
We have a few dilemmas, if you wouldn't mind helping us.
Of course.
These are all porn related. So the first one is, recently I had a conversation with my boyfriend where he told me he still watches porn while he's in a relationship with me. I'm not sure if that's normal or not. I really don't know how to feel about it. We actually have sex whenever we're together. When I asked him why he watches it, he said he watches it whenever I'm not around. I haven't been away longer than 1 week from him. My head's all over the place. It would be great if you could help with your opinions. Thanks.
So doesn't it feel there like that she now needs to be around him all the time?
All the time.
Yeah.
So
if
she goes out with the girls for a night on her own with her friends.
She's worrying.
She's worried, yeah. I mean, that's, you're trapped.
Yeah.
So no, you can't accept that.
That's nearly like not
babysitting someone so they don't do something.
Pretty much.
I have to stay around so he doesn't watch porn.
Yeah.
Like,
or do I have to wear certain things? Do I have to wear lingerie in bed? What do I have to do to get this guy's attention?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not good enough just by myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, I again, heart goes out to her. But like, you shouldn't accept that.
No.
It's not okay.
No. Mm-hmm.
The next one we have then is, myself and my boyfriend are together almost 10 years. We live together and overall it's been smooth sailing. My laptop is connected to his Google account and I was trying to find a link one day when I came across numerous porn websites in the search history. I went back a while and he was constantly watching it in our bed while I was working and he was on his days off. We had a fallout and I am massively uncomfortable with the idea of porn. For some reason, I had no idea he would be watching it. He confessed that he has been watching it for years. We made up and he promised to not do it again. A few weeks later, he left his phone out and I did the one thing you shouldn't do. I looked through it. Again, I found website after website of porn. I felt completely betrayed. We fell out again, but eventually I forgave him as we lived together and he promised it would end. The thing is, though, I don't believe him. He's weirdly sneaky with his phone and always has been. I'm trying my best to trust him and believe he is done, but it's hard to. We've been planning our future together, a house, wedding, the lot, which I'm excited about, but I don't want to be blindsided or made a fool of. What would you do in my situation? Is this all weird or am I overthinking the whole thing? It's a lot of women thinking, am I normal or not?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Also, actually, I'm wondering, is there a link between porn and cheating?
Are men who watch pornography more likely to cheat?
Are they? Because they're seeing so much other people.
Mm. They're more likely to be very dissatisfied with their...
Okay, with their own partners.
Yeah,
right,
their relationship.
Which can lead to...
Exactly, exactly. So you're I think you're more likely to see men who watch pornography excessively, engaging, being more at risk of like dating apps and kind of going, you know, in those alternative
kind of
chat rooms and stuff. Because like the internet has like... so many different ways of interacting, for men to interact with women.
Mm-hmm.
So do you define it as cheating? Yes, if it's sexual arousal, not with your partner. So
it's cheating,
yeah, it is. I think so.
And then for this girl, I don't think she's overthinking the whole thing.
No.
Oh, God, no. At all. And, you know, what's interesting there for me is that they're thinking about the future, they have a house, they live together, they want to have children. That's where it gets really tricky because people sometimes say to themselves, well, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It'll get better. Maybe after we get married, then he'll stop watching porn.
They dull it down, kind of.
They dull it down. They numb themselves to reality because the stakes are so high. It's like, well, what am I going to do?
Losing your whole life.
Yeah, because you have to literally, do I move out? Where do I live?
Mm-hmm.
Can I afford rent on my own? The stakes are really high in those situations. So it's never clear cut. Mm-hmm. It's never easy. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have to kind of weigh up the pros and cons of your situation.
Yeah. I imagine it creates a lot of loneliness as well because... like that with him, he seems like a good otherwise with her, that like
absolutely.
If he's over with her family, they'd never know anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whereas if he was a drunk or like,
you'd smell it
off and whatever, but like that, it's probably just her internalising that and not even sharing that with her friends because you'd feel embarrassed.
Yeah,
that's what comes up in my clinic all the time.
Is it?
Yeah, women are afraid to tell anybody. They're so embarrassed.
I'd say even around their own friends. So,
oh, yeah, they won't talk
about
it.
One of their girlfriends saying, would you stop? Sure, everyone does that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that minimises her upset.
Okay.
And dismisses her.
Dismiss their feelings.
Yeah, completely.
But sure, if it's something that upsets you,
you've right
it's
to be
a
upset.
Problem. Yeah, it's yeah. a problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So obviously us talking about it, we're talking about not normalising it. And for women, mm-hmm. we see it as like an issue, I think. But how do we make men see it as an issue and not normalised? Because they're so it's so ingrained in them from such a young age. It's I understand why it's hard for them to feel like it's normal. Mm. To not feel like it's normal, sorry.
Yeah, because like where are the messages that tell young boys this is not okay?
Yeah.
Or this is going to damage your health.
Mm.
Like, so
there are none.
There's none. Mm. Like, why don't we have big billboards? Why don't we have bus shelters? Why don't we have leaflet campaigns? Why don't we have it in school?
Okay.
So that would be the first place you'd imagine that children should be learning.
The
this
same
is really
way
bad.
We put the pictures on the cigarette boxes.
Exactly.
We put a big something
and
dirty
to
yeah. And I think that parents should not be allowed to give smartphones to children, full stop. They can give dumb phones so kids can be, you
call
know,
and text.
Be contacted and whatever, blah, blah. But I think it should be illegal for kids to have smartphones, mm-hmm. genuinely, because mm-hmm. I think the accessibility of pornography, especially with broadband, it makes it impossible for kids to resist. But if we don't, if parents aren't doing the basics of good parenting, then how are young boys ever going to know it's wrong or bad to look at pornography? Mm-hmm. They're not.
They're not, yeah.
And any of the young boys that come to me as young guys in their 20s, when I asked them, did your parents ever stop you watching porn? Did they ever have a conversation? No, not really. Okay then.
Mm.
So, because they always come in feeling guilty and ashamed and feeling really bad about themselves because they're now a porn addict, 20 years of age, whatever. I'm like, but who gave you the phone?
It's not the person's fault as such then that they're in that situation.
If you give a child crack cocaine at 15 years of age and they're addicted to crack cocaine at 20, who's responsible?
Who gave you the crack cocaine?
Mm. And pornography is like crack cocaine to a young boy's brain. It's the same impact.
Who's still developing.
Yeah, it's awful.
And just entering puberty now. And
all the hormones are like, and young boys, we are, from an evolutionary perspective, we are designed to look at women.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have as many babies to, you know, populate the earth as humanly possible. However, there's a context to that.
Yeah.
So it needs to be kind of boundaried for young boys, because otherwise just be chaos out in the streets. So pornography is kind of given it's opening a door to that chaos mm-hmm. where men think they can say things, they can touch women, they can be inappropriate with women, they can sexualize women. And if that doesn't stop, if that's not addressed when boys are children, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
It'll be too late. Like telling an 18-year-old, don't look at a woman's boobs when you're talking to her. Ha, really? Okay. That's not going to
work. It's not going to work.
When he's 12, when he's 11, that's when he needs to hear that information.
Yeah.
You know, so education is the most important part.
At an early age.
Yeah. But again, the government needs to take the step. When COVID happened, there was posters there. Stand 2 metres apart, wash your hands. We heard it constantly.
All the time.
We knew exactly how not to have, you know, not to infect people.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there no messaging about this?
Yeah.
Why are we not spending money telling kids don't watch porn?
So the third dilemma then is, me and my boyfriend have been together since we're 16 and it's been 7 years now. We've been having the same argument from the start. I understand all lads watch porn, but I think my boyfriend has become obsessed. There's been years of empty promises saying he'd stop, as he knows it's ruining my confidence. It's got to the stage where his TikTok search history is from girls from our area, even his friend's sister. I put my foot down this time. I've said enough is enough and he's telling me he's going to go to therapy about it. My dilemma is, do I trust that the therapy is going to work, or is it just another empty promise?
So it's important that people who are trying to give up pornography are going to the right people.
Yeah.
Not everybody who's a therapist or a counsellor is trained in this field or understands this
field. I can
imagine
it's a very niche kind of field, is it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And ideally, partners should be included in the process.
Okay.
Again, most therapists are not couples therapists. I am.
Yeah.
So they can't actually work with the partner as well. Because there's very specific dynamics that take place in a couple situation that you don't just have to deal with in a one-to-one situation.
Yeah.
So, you know, accompany your boyfriend. Go to reach out to me or somebody else like me who's a couples therapist. Because most couples therapists would be able to handle that kind of a situation.
They can deal with it. Mm-hmm.
Individual therapists who just work with individuals, they wouldn't really.
No.
So go with him. Mm-hmm. Have the conversation with a professional with him there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way you'll know if he's been genuine.
Yeah.
And if he's fobbing you off and I'll go next week, I'll go next month, I can't afford it this week, I'm sorry. But look, if he wants to keep the relationship and to save the relationship, he will do anything to restore trust
save
with
it.
You.
Yeah.
And that's what men should do. Mm. They should go to every length possible to restore trust in that relationship.
Yeah, and to make you feel more secure.
Yeah, and it means doing whatever your partner wants.
Yeah.
Within reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think women should look at men's phones all the time. Mm-hmm. But I do think if you found your partner watching pornography and you've told him you don't like it and he's doing it even though you've told him he doesn't like it, you should say to him, look, I'm going to need to check your phone regularly or put the accountability apps on.
Yeah.
So you don't have to check his phone.
Yeah.
You'll know exactly what he's looking at.
Yeah.
I think they're kind of standard boundaries I would encourage women to insist upon.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's something that's affecting your relationship.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
We're allowed to ask for things that seem that aren't normal.
Mm. Well, again, if the boyfriends found Tinder on their girlfriend's smartphones for some reason, even though they're now in established dating situations, why do you have Tinder on your phone? Oh, no reason. I just have it there. I just forgot to take it off. Mm. Blokes are not going to accept that.
No.
Take that off your phone.
Yeah.
Mm. And if it's back on 3 weeks later, why is Tinder back on your phone? No reason. Men are not going to accept that.
Mm. No.
So why should women accept that?
Why should we?
David, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So
and where can people find you again if they do want to reach out?
So pornaddiction.ie or sexaddiction.ie. That's where my websites are.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Our phone friends have moved to our bonus episode on Mondays.
Yes.
So make sure you pop over there and hear the amazing advice that you guys always give.
I love that.
We had... This week's bonus, actually, we talked about another addiction, which is gambling addiction. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've talked about it a couple of times, but we went kind of into detail about that. So that's in this week's Home Drink Extra Juice. And yeah, we can't wait to chat to you again sometime. What?
We're going gaga, guys. We swear to God. And we keep saying we should get out.
Get out.
We'll fill you in one day.
we'll tell you.
Just think Madison Cawley, get out.
Okay. We love you and we'll talk to you on Monday.
See you then.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.